On the right, DJ White. On the left, Jamal Golden. Questions first for DJ, please.
DJ, it seemed like defensively you guys were lining up a little differently than you had in the past. I know Mark Cordes was lining up over, it looked like, over the tight end. What adjustments did you guys make?
Oh, wow. I mean, a lot of times we wanted to, I would say, match him up with the tight end, you know, give ourselves a chance to cover the wide receivers, you know, because they came out in a lot of slot formation this game. So I know for us, man, if we can get that matchup with the two corners on the wide outs, that's what we're looking to do.
DJ, I know this is probably not the way that you wanted to end your career here, but just kind of speak to what these last 4 years playing at Georgia Tech has meant to you, especially growing up in the Atlanta metro area,
It's been special, man. Yeah, it's been real special. I mean, I grew up a Georgia Tech fan. You know, I followed the team back since the Calvin Johnson days, as far as I can remember. You know, so it was really special for me to come, stay in state, you know, go to my favorite school growing up, get a chance to not just play, but, you know, make plays on a big stage, man. And, you know, things didn't go the way we wanted to this season, like you said, but, you know, the memories that we created these last 4 years, man, they'll last a lifetime in the relationships.
DJ, I imagine you guys are trying for a big play, turnover, you know, fumble, something like that, interception. Were they doing? I mean, was it just they're very good at keeping away from you, or did you have a position to make a play like that?
Myself personally.
To the team.
I mean, they did a good job protecting the ball. You know, they didn't put their quarterback in too many situations to make a mistake as far as passing the ball wise. Running back wise, you know, they got some guys that can tote pretty well, so. You know, those guys, they did a good job protecting the ball. I mean, we were going for the ball all game because we knew we needed a turnover, but we just couldn't get one.
DJ, not to be terribly simplistic here, but how do you go from 11 to 3?
Man, yeah, that's a simple question with a loaded answer. You know, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's never just one or two things. I mean, we had a lot of young guys in a lot of key positions this year, you know, just getting experience and, you know, defensively, you know, we were always trying to push to get better, but, you know, maybe we didn't get to where we wanted to either. And matter of fact, I know we didn't. So a lot of different things, man. You know, the ball sometimes just doesn't bounce your way, you know. But one thing I can say is everybody kept playing hard.
I think the answer to your question is just winning your close games. Last year we won our close games, this year we didn't. Yeah. And the seasons were totally opposite. So
yeah,
it's probably the tale of your season each year.
Yeah.
One or two more for DJ.
DJ, you're not going to see him next year, but you saw him a lot this year, Clint. You practiced against him a lot. Mm-hmm. What impressed you about him and what kind of future did he have?
Clint Lynch. Yeah, man. Clint is a hard runner. He's not the biggest guy, but you could tell, man, he plays with a lot of heart. And he's made a lot of big plays for us on offense this year, man. And I'm excited to see him, see what he does next year. So, you know, Clint's got a bright future.
Last question is for both of you. You talk about how the difference between this year and last year is chiefly the close games and not winning in close games. Obviously, there was a lot of success last year winning close games. How much of that's based on confidence, moving beyond the injuries on both sides of the ball? Because, of course, you make a couple plays defensively last year in the middle of the season that turned games.
Oh, we always thought we were going to win. I mean, no matter who went down. I mean, last year we had injuries too. Just, you know, we had injuries this year. You just got to step up. It's next man up. I mean, effort was never a problem. Everybody that came in played hard. Nobody went out there thinking, oh, we're not going to win or anything. It's just sometimes the ball bounces your way. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, football, man. Football is a game where you got to have all three phases clicking at the same time to be a successful team. You know, and I think a lot of times as well this year, you know, we had one phase doing well, but maybe the other phase didn't do as well, and just kind of alternating. It never really came fully together, and you know, that's just something that hopefully that, you know, we can learn from, you know, the guys, and get better for next year.
Last question. All right, thanks, DJ. You're set. Questions for Jamal, please.
Kind of sucks that it's a bad taste in your mouth that, you know, you can't really do anything about now. So, but that's going to help me in life. I mean, life's not over just because this season's over. I mean, you have to move on. Me and the other 21 seniors that are graduating, you know, we have to move on. And football is a game of life. It's going to teach you about life, and it's going to help me further down the road. Like DJ said, he's a hard runner. I mean, he's deceivingly hard to tackle. So, and you see he's an explosive guy. And he's a guy that Coach Johnson wants to get the ball to. So he's going to have a pretty bright future, and he'll probably be one of those premier guys that you see in our offense years to come.
You guys in the secondary got a lot of starts in your career here at Tech. What do you see coming up to take your place and carry on your legacy?
Oh, we played a lot of guys this year. I mean, I didn't play every snap. Demond didn't play every snap. Corey Griffin's going to play. A.J. Gray played a lot. John Marvin played. I mean, we have guys coming back. They're going to know what to do. They're going to know how to get lined up. So it's just going to be as far as the fact that you just got to execute.
On return,
were you kind of
told, take it back no matter what, kind of thinking that as a player?
Or well, it was 38 seconds left. He kind of didn't hit it. He didn't hit it as high. The coverage didn't get down, so I just tried to take a shot. I mean, I didn't want the offense to have to drive 95 yards to score, so just try to get as much as I can and give him a shot.
Anything else for Jamal? All right, Jamal, thank you. Questions for Ricky June?
It was just a vertical route, and Justin threw a great back shoulder pass. Completed, scored a touchdown, try to get my team, try to get us some momentum going, try to win the game. So,
Ricky, what did you see from Georgia secondary? It seemed like they played a pretty strong game.
They were mostly in zone, so they would like play cover two and then sometimes play cover three and just fire the corner. So we knew what they were doing, but it's nothing we haven't seen before. Corner fires. Last year we had a lot of guys who were experienced, and we had a lot of freshmen playing this year. But I mean, just a lot of things didn't go our way this year, as they did last year. We practiced that play in practice for situations that, like we was in, which two people go vertical and we have one of the A-backs dragging across the field.
Ricky, with this being your first year getting experience, a lot of guys have mentioned getting experience as being a key. What's one or two things you've learned this year to potentially help you next year?
I mean, the game's a lot faster than practice. So that I had experience with that, and just getting comfortable, and getting ready for next year.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Ricky. Clint Lynch is on the way up.